Okay, so this is March 25th, 2026, 4:07 p.m., and we are calling to order the Pines and Plains Libraries Trustee Annual Meeting. We have a quorum, so we have Lisa, Morell, Alan, Ruth Ann, hopefully soon to be Sandy. Okay. Do we have a motion to accept the agenda?
I'll make a motion that we accept the agenda.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Consent agenda. So. And that's right, we'll have to delay that.
I was going to say, shall we pass over that, go on to the next one, because we need Sandy for our bank reconciliations budgets.
We'll come back to that.
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay, five, committee reports, Board of County Commissioners meeting. So, okay, I was there.
We've been through a lot of...
Oh, yes. Have you really? Okay.
Yes, we've been there a lot. We've had some very good, they accepted my renewal as a trustee for the library. They have been, well, that's visiting the library, but I know they're trying to support us to the best of their ability in fundraising for expanding the library.
Good.
And then the other thing was basically about the fire laws, right? Where any permits that are pulled by, maybe it used to be July.
I think they
pushed it back. Mm-hmm. You had to have a certain amount of fireproof construction, and you had to have a certain amount of fire mitigation landscaping. So it's like, it still did include old buildings if you put an addition on it. Right. There was, because first it was just like just new construction. So that's what the first meeting we heard, it was new construction. The second meeting we heard, it was any permit that's pulled.
Ooh, okay.
So it's something people need to be aware of. Okay. Anything else?
I went back this morning. I didn't go to the meeting, but we got two letters of support from County Commission, one for Representative Boebert's congressionally directed spending, and that was an individual letter that they wrote for us and signed for us, and we've already submitted that. And then today I went back, the senators want one letter signed by everybody, and so I had to run around and get some signatures. So today I just finished it all up. So we're all good with that.
That's awesome. I saw that you did it 10 minutes before the test.
Well, that was the one to Representative Boebert's office, because she had a very short time frame. The one for Senator Hickenlooper and Senator Bennett is due Friday at 5 p.m. I could even do it today, because we're ready to submit it.
Well, then submit it.
So I just have to read through it one more time and... Okay. Okay. You know,
tomorrow morning.
Make sure I'm feeling like,
yeah. When you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Right. That's good. That's real good.
Okay, foundation meeting.
Susan, you're going to have to give that one, because I wasn't at our last foundation meeting.
So we had a really good meeting. They met March 7th, and they're planning a summer giving campaign from June 1st through July 31st. So it's going to be kind of like we did with Colorado Gives. And then we're going to have a Colorado birthday event on Saturday, August 1st at 1 o'clock here at the Elizabeth Library, and just have cake for people to celebrate. And there's another event in Kiowa that evening, but it doesn't conflict with that. So we want it to be really clear that I think that's an ice cream social in Kiowa.
In the evening,
I think it is. So we won't conflict with that. And then they are working on Brewfest, which is the first major event that they're that the foundation is holding, and that's going to be Saturday, August 22nd at Running Creek Park. And it's going to
be my birthday.
Oh, is that your birthday?
I'll be able to go and have a brewski.
You'll be old enough finally to.
I'll finally be old enough.
And they'll be, it's going to be for 21 years and up. And like, it's kind of like, what's it called? The Great American Brew Fest.
Mm-hmm. That you're going to buy a ticket.
You buy a ticket and then you can sample all of these. And
that'd be fun.
Yeah. So they're hoping they can raise $75,000 with that event. And here's, I see Sandy coming in. Okay. Oh, I see a typo.
We knew you were coming.
We knew you were coming. So, yeah, so the, let's see. And then last night, the foundation went to the Town of Elizabeth meeting.
Really?
And their permits were approved. And I've got the permits. I just got them by email.
And that's for the Brew Fest.
For the Brew Fest. And I also, and they also took the letter of support for the congressionally directed spending and asked the mayor to sign that.
Very nice.
So when is the Brew Fest again?
It's on Saturday, August 22nd.
Alan, that's my birthday. I expect a card.
And a cake.
No cake. No cake. A card's good. I'll drink the beer.
So
Frank will be ready to dance by then.
August 22nd is a very good day. So, yeah, so that's what the foundation is up to. One of the foundation members is great at asking for money, and she's already been talking with she's talked with CORE and Waste Management. She also talked to HBS and a few other organizations, and she's going to go to the CORE board meeting and do a formal ask for money. Tomorrow we're meeting with a local businessman to give him a tour of the library, where the foundation wants him to sponsor something for Brewfest. I think
we have some very productive people on our foundation.
They are amazing. Fabulous. They are amazing. I am so grateful for them.
Yes.
Yeah. So the next foundation meeting is on Saturday, April 11th at 1, and I'm not going to be able to attend that meeting. So Kathy Ruppel, the president, knows that, and she's going to take care of that. So
I'm sorry. Where are those meetings?
They're here.
Okay.
Here. Yeah, they're here. We changed it to the first Saturday at 1.
Alessandra, we passed over the consent agenda, but I don't want to give you a moment to breathe.
Okay.
So, let's read the meeting minutes. Then whenever you're ready.
I just have to read the amounts.
Okay.
All right. So basically, the CBC checking has $1,102.58.11. The CBC payroll has $44,729.28. I suspect it'll get an infusion of cash soon.
Yeah, it had an infusion at the beginning of March. So this is, yeah.
So that's what's left over margin. The Colorado Trust has $772,553.55. CSAFE 1 has $628,610.18. And CSAFE 3 has $761,588.24. The total being $3,309,539.36.
And the budget versus actual. So through the end of February, we spent $225,973.79. And that is 11.77% of the budget. And if you're thinking about February, February is 16.7% of the year. So we're still
good.
We're still 5%. Yeah.
Okay. We have a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Make a motion that we accept the consent agenda as presented. Or this is March, was it 26th? 25th, excuse me.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. You're on.
I'm on. My director's report. So we were in the news quite a bit in the last month. And I printed out. So this one, the black and white one, is from the Ranchland News. It's how they reported on my presentation to the county commission. And then we were in the Elbert County News, and Nikki Quinby was here for the day when we did the open house and the public meeting. And so Nikki, we're going to pass them in opposite directions. So if you guys want to look at them. And yes. So pretty exciting, good coverage. The newsletter went out as it normally does. It actually went out at the beginning of March to publicize the public meeting. Employee updates. So we're in the process of hiring a new substitute for Elbert, and I can't announce the name yet. And then Amala Perry, she's one of our programming people. She's going to take a leave beginning on March 30th, a health leave. And I'm going to be out of the office for a medical procedure on Friday, April 10th. And then I'm going to be also gone on Monday, April 13th and Tuesday, April 14th. That's the plan. So for facilities, for the Elizabeth expansion, of course, we had the public meeting. And then Ruth Ann and Sarah and I met with Performance Services, which is a design build company. And then Ruth Ann and Sarah and I also met with Peak West Corporation on March 12th. And they're another kind of version of a construction company. And so after a meeting with them, we'd like to suggest a study session on April 8th so that the board can meet some of these different groups and just find out about how they work. And I added a third company, and this is only for information. This is not, we're not like considering them for anything. It's just kind of like
no decisions, education.
Exactly. Right. It's just so you all can kind of learn what these different companies do and what the different offerings they do. So that that comes up later in the agenda. And then, as I mentioned earlier, we submitted our grant to Representative Boebert's office for the congressionally directed spending. And we lost two grant writers. And so so we ended up working with Performance Services to write our grant for us for the congressionally directed spending. And we're using that text now to apply with the senators. We got our grant in with 6 minutes to spare on March 10th. And we had a lot of great support letters from a lot of different organizations that are listed here. And then my contact at Representative Boebert's office I found that she had left. And so they still had people reading her email. And so they responded back to me. And so I invited them to come out and tour the library. And so I had two staff members from Representative Boebert's office tour the library on March 17th. And we offered them office hours again, which is what they've had in the past. And they promised to talk with Representative Boebert about the project and just let her know, you know, what we're doing and what we're up to. And now, right now, we're working on our congressionally directed spending grant for Senators Hickenlooper and Bennett. And their process is different slightly. So we had individual letters of support for the other ones, but now they wanted one letter signed off by everybody. So we finished that letter today with 9 signatures, including County Commission and Town of Kiowa, Town of Elizabeth, Elizabeth Parks and Rec, Elizabeth Fire Protection District, on and on. So so that's done. But we spoke with the grant application asks who we've talked with at the different offices. And we'd been in touch with Senator Hickenlooper's office, but not with Senator Bennett's office. And they were kind enough to talk with us, kind of at a last minute thing. So we talked with them for 30 minutes on March 19th and kind of asked, you know, what they're looking for in their grant applications. And they were the ones that were like, yeah, we are really strict about these letters. So we had to go back and redo the letters. So that's all good. And then they have come out here in the past for office hours. But again, we offered them, you know, if they want to have office hours here. So, you know, we just want to be open to anybody who wants to come and do that. So the Kiowa project, that's on the agenda for later. We've reviewed the contract. And we've gotten the legal review back on the contract on that. We found a temporary location for the Kiowa Library if we want to move the staff and have programs at a different location. So we don't have to close all the way. And then, but that's all contingent on what, you know, what we decide to do about the contract. The Elbert Library, they were doing construction and they broke a water main. And so the school was closed. And so then that meant
there was no water in the town.
Right. Right. And so that meant that the library had to close. So let's see. This just kind of, we already have gone over the Board of County Commissioners. We went to the meeting. They were really cordial in their questions. At that point, they didn't renew Ruth Ann's appointment. And then two of the commissioners came and toured the library on March 2nd. And Ruth Ann and Morrell were here to answer questions. And they were impressed by the building and the, you know, what our plans are and the services. And they offered to provide letters of support. And we've taken them up on that already. So. And then Ruth Ann, Kristen, and I went to the March 11th meeting, and they did vote to renew Ruth Ann's term. And they had great things to say about the library district again. It was really, really very nice. The statistics are attached. Our all staff meeting is coming up on Thursday, April 23rd from 9 to 3. And we're closing all the libraries that day. That's always on that calendar that we approve every year. But we'd like to invite you to have lunch with us at noon if you're available. Some of you were able to come last year, and it'll be the same food again. It's Katrina's Mexican food, so that's always yummy. And then
what is the date on that?
It's on April 23rd at noon, Thursday, April 23rd at noon.
I think I already have that on my calendar. Because you sent it out with something else.
Yeah, I did. I sent it out and something. I can't remember what it was. I emailed you. And then programming. We're going to be a pilot program with the Colorado AARP. So they're working, we're just learning what sorts of programs they offer. And then they will either train us to do the training or they will send people out to do the trainings. So it could be, I mean, like things like technology help seem to be something that we might be interested in here. So there's all, they do all kinds of programs. So, and then the individual programs, good turnouts for book clubs. And we helped with the Elizabeth School District spring break camps. Those are a partnership between Elizabeth Park and Rec District and Elizabeth School District. And we often do programs for them. So we did the spring break program, and then we'll do programs again during the summer with summer reading. And we've had story time has been just bonkers lately because of spring break. So we're really excited to have that. And because Sarah has been doing story time because Amala is out on leave at the moment. So then just all the other, Kristen met with the Kiowa school librarian, and Kristen already does a story time for the preschool at Kiowa School. Kristen's still working on her programming at Kiowa, and we're getting more and more participants. So that's really good. And Simla's book club is doing great, and their quarterly craft night is just always very, very popular. So they have a lot going on this week. So, and then there's one thing else that I wanted to share with you. That's not on my memo. I'm turning in my notice to you as the library board that I'll be retiring in 6 months. So my last day is September 18th. Mm-hmm. So I'm retiring for a number of reasons. The difference in my age and my husband's age, darn that May-December romance thing. So, so that's, and this has been in the works. We've been talking about this for a really long time, my husband and I, but I wanted to give you guys plenty of notice so that, and I would love to help you recruit and find a new director to bring in. So I have a plan. If you want a copy of my plan,
actually, it's a wonderful plan. It gives us great guidelines.
So
yes,
it's the my last day would be September 18th, according to my plan. The new director would start on Monday the 21st, I think.
That's so. I have mine in the car.
I'm so sad.
So it's bittersweet. I mean, I'm excited, and the other thing is not related to that at all. So the part I don't want to talk about. Well, so
I want to say congratulations. It's a difficult decision to make.
Yeah.
Well, I told her I had to get over it overnight, and now I'm thrilled for her.
Yes. So
no, I already have one. In case somebody else.
Second one, just in case.
I have my new card. I
updated the
Mr. Walter's
July.
Sister.
I don't.
Yeah. Updated. Yeah. I updated the July date. So.
Okay. Well, we're all thrilled for you, but we are truly, see, I'm going to cry.
Sad for us.
We're going to miss you.
Yes. Oh my gosh, we're going to miss you horribly.
But I am replaceable. That's, I always tell people, it's like, if I get hit by that beer truck or whatever, bread truck or whatever.
Yeah, move to Hawaii.
Oh,
yeah.
Make it an ice cream truck. At least it was
better.
Tasty.
That's better.
It's okay. Yeah. Let's move on so we don't get teary here, please.
Okay.
I'm going to push this along.
Because I have another meeting at 4. At 6. At 6.
Oh, then hurry up, girl.
We got to go. We got to get going.
Okay. Election of officers.
Do we have to do that now?
Yes. Susan said so.
You did. We follow your instructions.
It's on the schedule, you guys.
Who's in election for what?
Well, I'm just, should we just all stay where we're at? Does anybody have a problem with that?
Seems like a reasonable thing to do.
You're the treasurer.
The secretary.
Secretary. Vice president, president. Unless you want to be vice president, I'll trade out with you, Alan.
I'm good at the flunky.
Oh, come on. You're not a flunky.
He's a tiebreaker.
Hey, I'm a tiebreaker, yes.
Yes, he's a tiebreaker.
I mean, I was treasurer for 2 years, so I'm on coast.
Okay. So how do we do this then?
Make a motion.
I make a motion that the board re-up their positions that they are in currently for the 2026 year.
I'll second it. Let's get
all in favor.
Aye. Aye.
And then there are term limits associated, so yes. Eventually we have to move. Like things have to change.
And you can check, but before you go away, you can give us the rules about our term limits. Yes. Not today, but.
Or I could tell you where to find them on here. They're on the website. So.
Okay, well, you can.
Yeah, the question is, we don't remember when we started. It's the problem.
Right. Yeah, we'll look it up. But I think Alan was the only one that.
The treasurer's 2 years.
I was term limited out after 2 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Being treasurer.
He could be treasurer again now that he's had a year off.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 years off, actually.
Fortunately, I know how to do it now. You sign everything.
Yeah, just come and sign for you later.
Shuffle it around.
Okay. So number 8, April board study session. I think Susan touched on that.
Yeah. That it's just going to be informational, just to kind of learn the process and learn some different ways of doing it, of building.
And that's the 8th, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And it's at 3. April 8th at 3, and it's going to last till 5:15. So it's normally it would be 3 to 5, but I want to give everybody enough time.
Fine. Got it.
We got 3 different companies coming to talk to us.
Okay.
And it's just kind of information gathering, educational.
Yes.
Okay. And then the Kiowa restroom renovation contract.
A lot of red in there, huh?
Well, but that's normal. That's normal for a legal contract.
Yeah, I didn't print out copies of that for you. I mean, we can.
When I started reading it, it was kind of brutal. To read.
Well, I read the whole thing, and I've already given my comments. Ruth Ann, you've given your comments.
Yes, I've given my comments.
So I have a couple questions to ask the contractor, but you know, I don't know. I mean, it's just, you know, the contract itself was designed for, like, I think for a home, you know, for personal use. And so we have to kind of transition it over to use it for a public entity. So like one of the changes, he had the mechanics lien in there, which is that doesn't apply to us as a governmental entity. And so the way we do that is by he has to take out a bond as part of the whole process. So
and if he can't be if he doesn't pass bond, then we have to start all over again.
It's a very big red flag if you can't get a bond.
Yeah. But that the email that I received, he did not want to bond because of the cost.
But that was before we knew that we had to do it.
Okay, and now he agrees that he will do it.
Yeah,
and will it increase our contract price by that $12,000?
It will I don't know how much it will increase.
Sometimes the customer pays the bond because it's almost like insurance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if he can't, but he's got to get the bond. So if he doesn't qualify or no one will bond him for whatever reasons, it's not a go.
So I assume he has a contractor's license for Elbert County. And so I would assume, unless he has had some legal problems in the past, that the bomb would fly. I mean, if he has any
I don't see a problem with him getting a bond.
Well, he's only been in business since 2024, and he doesn't really have much of a website. Yeah, that's kind of concerned me. I mean, it's not to say that he isn't good, but
well, we're gonna, because we did agree to go with him in a past resolution. So we're going to give him the opportunity to jump through the hoops he has to jump through.
I agree, Ruthann.
So
yeah, the thing is, I mean, if he's got a license in the county.
I don't know that he has yet. He may not apply for the license until he gets the job.
I would have. Okay, is he in business in Elbert County, though?
No, Aurora. Isn't he Aurora?
Okay, so hopefully he would, if he's got an Aurora license, pay the fee. There would not even have to take a test, per se, to have a license. Because normally they would, if you're licensed in one municipality in the state that has a track record as having been in business for X amount of time, which Aurora does, and if he's got a license there, then I would assume Elbert County would rubber stamp.
Yeah, and there's also a mother company going back to 2014, I believe. Mm. I looked at it, and I was trying to find where the licenses were posted on the Elbert County website. I could not find anything because I came from a different land. And it was state.
Yeah, state. So licenses you can look up on the state website.
No.
Right?
Electrician and plumber only, not contractor.
Well,
I've been there too.
The question would be, which I'm sure Elbert County will do, they'll call Aurora and ask if he's had any legal difficulties in Aurora with his license in the past. And if there's nothing, no red flags there, they'll
rubber stamp it.
Yes.
And what if they have no record of him doing anything?
then the next question would be, where was he licensed before that?
Well, I've got a list of references to check too, because he gave me a list of people to.
Okay, that sounds good.
If there's businesses or whatever that he's done work for sometime in the past, then that's a couple phone calls there will give us a clue as to whether he's legit.
It took such a long time to get somebody.
Exactly. I agree. My question is, based on the emails that I receive, the increase would be approximately $12,000 for his bond. Will we have to reapprove that contract because we approved it to $213,000? It would then go up to $225,000?
Yeah, I would think that we would need to approve.
Okay, that's all.
Approve it again.
Just so we know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
but is a bond good for, I mean, a bond is good for everything in his business, right? Or is he just bonded for our project?
It's just our project. Our project.
So if something goes wrong, the bond company pays us for whatever went wrong.
Because I thought bonded and insured, you're bonded and insured to do jobs.
No, yeah, you do job by job in construction.
Completion bond, I mean, most public utilities, when we did a job, when we got a bid on anything that was a government project, you had to have a completion bond, which basically guaranteed that the job would get done. If the contractor defaulted or went out of business, the bonding company would still make sure the project got completed. That was part of their cost. For completing, and then any payments or whatever then are paid to whoever the bonding company gets to complete the project.
Okay. So I find that reassuring.
I do too. I don't mind doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do we have any more discussion on this?
Nope.
Okay. So we move on to number 10. Do we need? I don't think we really need it.
Not today.
No. So. Thank you.
So if we needed to talk about the Kiowa contract or
yeah, because we couldn't speak of anything personal.
Right.
And it's not personal, it's all business. So we're done. Okay.
Just take it.
Okay.
Number 11, select building layout from UTEP options. So
right. So they've asked us to select one of these three options that's what we would use for fundraising. And kind of, it would be the face of the, so.
I wasn't thinking that far today.
Well, you are now.
Well, we can also do this, you know, at another meeting. They need us to choose one so that they can focus on that one. And so the UTAP, that what we're getting from them is we're getting a picture that we can use for fundraising. We're getting a budget. And then they're also giving us promotional materials.
Okay, so that's why we're sticking with just one.
Just one.
The Barnuminium looking one. That's that. Where's the exterior of?
So mine's the least expensive one.
Yeah, so, the Barnuminium one. It doesn't have much changes on the outside.
Actually, that's the least expensive one.
Yeah. So this is the exterior on this one, and that. The exterior on that one is the top one. This is the cheapest one. It does not add any square footage. That one, you can see, I can show you how it adds square footage.
No. We're not adding. That's out. We're not adding square footage.
That's the only one that has. Is it 26,000
square feet? And that's an attractive picture.
No adding square footage. That one actually cuts out part of the building.
You said that in. I talked to the guy though. I said, "Can you move it forward so you don't lose that much space?" He said, "Yeah, you can."
Yeah, there's three cutouts.
So this is where we lose that piece.
We lose cutout here. See, a cutout here, and then we lose that.
We have to take the cutout.
Well, that's what they're going to go with.
That's a very attractive picture for fundraising, I think, because that shows a really nice interior, shows a really pretty exterior. It shows the windows. I think that's a good picture for fundraising.
Okay, I agree. This one here. Cheapest, looks okay.
The thing is, I think
that's a nice one too.
We can push for is that one cutout at the entry. We can, in my opinion, we can cut that entry indentation.
Alessandra just said that they said they could do that.
I asked the guy that did it. I said, "Yeah, it's kind of, how big is that exactly?" Because I couldn't get the feel. And he's pointed. I says, "Well, does it have to be that big?" And he says, "No, you can push it forward."
I would cut it by half.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
That way you have an area when you come in the entrance. That you can stand theoretically, unless the rain is coming sideways out of the weather. That's the only advantage of having that indentation.
You said that way you get a lot of natural light in there, but you still get the natural light.
Which one you like, can you?
This one has.
It doesn't seem to change the roof line or anything, does it?
No.
Much. And that's a good thing.
Right, absolutely.
And you know, look at the buildings in this town. You don't want some monument that looks like it doesn't fit in.
Right.
At least that's my point of view. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
I think that's nice, and it looks nice. It, for fundraising and people coming to look at it.
To it.
Yes, exactly. It looks very...
Well, girl, you're just tearing a joint right in here. You're killing it. Breaking things. The other thing too is like it's going to be used for fundraising and stuff. Our bottom line is not going to be.
It could look different.
Yes.
And that's going to be.
It's a start at least.
Yeah.
Can we use the gardens for fundraising?
Oh, it's not that warm.
I mean, like that.
People
one.
Like gardens.
You like the garden on this one?
Well, but are we going to spend the money on a garden right now, are we?
Well,
but for fundraising, I mean, to see the botanic gardens, I mean,
that's ridiculous.
The only thing I want to say is foundation people, not going to say who, brought up the fact that they want to raise money for the building, and the outside landscaping can come after the building is done.
Right. And that's
they were very adamant about that.
I agree with that plan, because we're the only thing that.
And it's a vision.
Well, the one thing that probably has to come
concrete around it
as soon as possible after the building is parking area.
Yes. And that's doable.
And how come these are both labeled Scheme B?
Because that's the back of
the back of the building.
Yeah.
So that is the north side, right?
Okay.
See, that second picture there, that is from the north side.
Yeah.
And
north.
And then the lower picture is the
on the north.
West side.
Yeah. See, I never have liked the spiral staircase in that one.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It's nice, but a little grandiose for our taste.
Down the banister.
But it takes up space, lots of space. I vote for Scheme B. Now, everybody else can voice their opinion.
I vote for Scheme B.
I like Scheme B.
We are so good.
Challenging.
We agree.
We're also frugal. That's the cheapest one.
Yeah, we live in Elbert County, know?
All plans had spaces for meeting rooms and everything. So the design people, when they did their designs, basically covered all the bases. And that Scheme B probably has the
it's nice. It looks nice.
Yes.
Least amount of issues with trying to come up with stuff to make it functional.
I would donate for that.
Okay, there you go. All right.
I've
made a motion that we accept Scheme B for all future work with the students at UTEP.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Actually, the architect also told me that is the cheapest one.
Good.
Okay.
That works.
Oh, good.
Well, I was signing checks, and he said that is the cheapest one, the one that.
Well, we're not having to add any square footage. That's important. We can add square footage down the road 20 years from now, but not today.
So, yes.
Okay, absolutely. So, public comment. Any public?
I think I might have I don't know if this qualifies as a public comment or not, but I'm just going to bring it up real quick. So, you know that I'm a victim's advocate at the PD.
And say that again.
Victim's advocate.
Okay. And I don't know if this is appropriate to bring up, but we have a core senior care group. And we have these to hand out to people that are seniors that might be interested in having us, the victim's advocate, contact them for any reason whatsoever, witness check in or anything. So I didn't know if maybe like I'd come to one knitting group and there were seniors. And,
if it's all right with Susan, can we give it to Sandy? Sandy comes in and hands all that kind of stuff out when we're having knitting. Yeah. Because we're all seniors in the knitting world.
It's not beautiful. Like it doesn't go boom, but it's got
it's lots information. Of and those girls will read it, Lisa. Good.
So
they will.
I wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely. We can also, we've got.
Put it out.
That's
there.
What I was wondering if we could put it in our.
Yeah,
thing.
We could do that too. Sounds great. Okay, any other items or business from board members?
No. One question. Okay, on our list of things for Elbert Days or anything like that, is the library district, are we interested in having a booth at any of those functions?
I don't think so. The foundation is going to be the big presence for us. They will do a booth. They will find, it's like, I'm going to help at the meet and greet at the locker plant. If y'all want to volunteer to work the foundation booth, I'm sure they will be looking.
I'll be happy to work any of those booths. I just need to know the time.
Okay. All right. And we'll bring that up. I'll let them know what the next foundation meeting.
I mean, we're going to the same things that we always go to every year. So we do the Elizabeth Christmas thing and
we do the Halloween thing.
Yeah. Right. So those are still the ones that we're going to do.
That's the library, not the foundation.
Right.
Yeah. And Kathy sent out a notice asking us if we would volunteer time for the market.
I missed the candy theft Halloween this year.
It's the meet and greet. Justin and his family have done it for years.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Don't think so.
Okay. We have our upcoming meetings.
April
8th and April 22nd. Okay, so
I make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.